Hello, this is Hector Mirai from Faith and Fandom, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. A local coffee shop opened up in my town, probably for the first time in years, that's not like Starbucks. And they opened it up with the intention of making this space community-based. So, like 2 months ago, they started an open mic night, and so people will come out and sing and play guitar and do all that stuff, and then some of the local nerd and geek folk started saying, hey, let's have game nights. And there's like local D&D groups that want to host their games on game nights. And I just try and support my local businesses and organizations as much as possible because I want them to succeed, and building my community is always a dope thing to do. So I had game night off, which is Tuesdays, and so I took my daughter, and we each took our set of Pokemon that we play and battle with to game night. We got some coffee and a smoothie, and said hey to the folks who were playing D&D in the next table section over, and we sat down and we started playing, and I won both games, just like to let you know. But I was also playing a 10-year-old, so take that take that for what it's worth. She had me real close, though. So we're playing our games and everything, and as we're playing, and one of the D&D games took a break, somebody came and said, oh, what are you playing? Pokemon? I have the cards, but I don't know how to play. And, you know, a young lady came by our table and told us that. And that was her deal, is that she had cards. She'd been collecting cards since she was a kid, never played the game. And we played our games, we won, finished our coffee, and I'm walking out, and then, you know, there was another gentleman there who's like 50, close to 60, and he says, hey, I'd like to actually learn how to play that if you wouldn't mind teaching me. And I said, yeah, dude, I'll try and come back next Tuesday, and I've actually got extra cards that can help set you up with a deck and get you started once you learn and stuff like that. And the overall vibe and intention I got from this was that there's a lot of people that have access to stuff and don't know how to actually use it. Like people that have seen these cards and held these cards and, you know, collected these cards but didn't know how to fully use it, and they needed somebody to show them. And it reminded me of the passages in Acts chapter 8 with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts chapter 8, it says, verse 26, it says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury and conduct, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And then verse 29, it says, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Verse 30 says, then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. Here's where this kind of clicks home for me. Verse 31 says, how can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And I feel like for the Ethiopian eunuch, and as well for a lot of people out there with scripture, they have access to things, they're familiar with things, they've seen things, but nobody's really took the time to explain it to them. And I believe that, you know, that question that Philip asked of like, do you understand what you're reading? You know, can honestly go a long way. Or even if we talk to other people about scripture to say, hey, can you tell me like what you're learning or what you're understanding from your scripture? And I think that that could open a long way to helping bridge the gap of just between people blindly reading text versus diving deeper and helping to understand scripture a little bit more. And for us, we should look for those opportunities. I'm going to try and teach that dude to play Pokemon. But I think that if I look hard enough, I'll also find some opportunities to help other people learn how to read scripture as well. So that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Hector Mirai for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, thanks for coming and hanging out with me. And I hope you are able to find a connection with God, even in the things that entertain you. Have a great day.